With typical expense reimbursements, tenants reimburse the landlord for taxes, insurance, and CAM expenses. The most common net lease is the triple net lease, so-called because tenants reimburse those three expenses. Lease abstracts spell out the details of all lease conditions and can be very complicated. Expense reimbursements may have caps or a limit on how much they can increase per year. And they can also have administrative fees. Additionally, other expenses such as management fees may or may not be reimbursable. All expense reimbursements increase the effective rent, but especially triple net leases. Tenants who sign these types of leases without a solid understanding of what they entail may be later shocked to find out that their effective rent is 25 to 30% higher than what they expected. Also note that expense reimbursements may be different for anchor tenants. For example, Publix typically pays a relatively small fixed amount for their CAM reimbursement, the logic being that they have employees who are maintaining the parking lot. The inline tenants pay the remainder of the CAM expense on a pro rata basis. Let's say that the total CAM expense is $200,000 and that Publix pays just $50,000, even though their square footage makes up over half of the shopping center. If there are 40,000 square feet of shop space, a tenant that leases 2,000 square feet would reimburse 5% of the remaining $150,000 and thus have a $7,500 CAM reimbursement.